Can I come back to, again, to your data point? And of course, we've got this report on Sabah, which provides us with an interesting perspective, where you've got this perception gap between HR, who say 70% of which... 75% was wrong. Performance management is doing something useful, and 42% of the employees. Presumably, is the problem then that the system isn't designed with sufficient attention to the needs of the individual employee with what they're going to get out of the whole process and system of performance management for themselves?
Absolutely. Yeah. Then it gets to be bigger than that. Right? Then it gets to be, well, why does the job exist? Then it gets to be, well, why does the company exist?
Mm-hmm.
And once we start to align the intent and the purpose of a role of a company, that gives us the why. And then we have to understand, well, okay, so what really matters? What really matters for that person in order for this company to achieve?
Mm.
And we start to really get inside that in some depth. And then we can start to look at, well, who influences whether or not that happens? Because that all has to work.
Yeah.
Well, that's when you start to bring management in. It's the management of the interrelations rather than necessarily the management of a single person that I believe managers should be performance managing, not individuals, but actually the coordination of performance.
Yeah.
And then, where can you best impact by providing support from people-related support systems, whether it be learning or whatever else?
Yeah.
The current situation, I don't believe, really looks at it that way. I believe it looks at it very defensively as a tick box.
Do you mean current mindset?
Yeah.
Within HR professionals?
Within business as a whole.
Right.
I think influenced by the way it's implemented from HR.
Right, right.
And I think, and this isn't always the case, but it's a pretty heavy generality that would be the situation. And I think...
Let me ask you one thing. It strikes me that, again, coming back to that gap in the data point, when you've got relatively junior employees, it's not always easy for them to adopt a stance of gung-ho, I'm going for it. And I don't know whether I'm making a stupid generalisation here about junior or not, but anyway, in the sense that from a performance management point of view, the ideal individual, whatever level stance towards performance management is that I embrace all of that feedback because it gives me useful data to work with. And if you're doing that, and if it does that, then that score of 42% say it's actually delivering something starts to move upwards. But there is a stance behind it that says, from the off, I'm interested when it tells me I'm doing my job well, and I'm interested when it tells me I'm not doing it well.
I tend to look at this from a... It's not about whether you're junior or senior, it's about complexity of role.
Right.
If a role is fairly simple, then it's relatively easy for people to understand whether they're achieving what they're supposed to or not.
Mm.
You know if you're not. Now, it's the consequence of not that needs to possibly be more tightly managed at a more junior level.
Yeah.
The more complex the role, the more that there are interdependencies, the more there are decision-making options that either will drive us to a new level of performance or take us swirling downward into the depths as an organisation, then those have result-focused performance objectives.
Yeah.
And you don't mind how you get there as long as it's ethical and legal and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
As long as you put that framework and those within front, people can have a certain element of freedom within their framework, the more senior they get.
Yeah.
And with that, therefore, ought to come the ability to actually go out and deliver without being messed about by having meetings about whether they are or not every other fortnight. It's sort of, let's get inside this.
Yeah.
But I think one of the things is that there's a general level of trust. And until we start trusting people to care, to work, to bring themselves to work and to actually get on with it, then it falls down.
Yeah.
Because you're always mistrusting of people.
Well,
in order for performance to excel, there has to be an element of trust, not just between management and next level down and thereafter, but also amongst peer group, amongst within a team, and so on and so forth.
Mm.
So a focus on trust to underpin performance would be a useful lens for HR to put on the business. And for that to happen, you have to know where you're starting from in almost every case. So insight is...
Do you mean at every point in the organisation?
And also in any element of support you're looking to provide. So whether that be payroll, or whether that be reward, or whether that be performance, whether it be learning, whatever. And I think, from my perspective, that asking as many people in the business where they are now is hugely important.
Yeah.
In that same Saba report, 58% of employees said they were not asked for feedback very often.
Mm-hmm.
We wrote a white paper, John Chidley and I, on the customer experience 2 years ago. And in it, we discovered that by asking frontline staff what they thought of the customer experience being provided, and really getting inside that data, there were six levers that we could pull that magnificently transformed the customer experience. Now, I've just been over to Sweden, and those organisations that we experienced amazingly good customer experience with, they're following that very pretext. They ask all the staff, and they work improvement efforts based on their feedback, and don't leave it to managers to decide which is important, which isn't. Actually, we're all in this together. It is a total approach for the customer. So why exclude people? It's important to ask. Employee engagement. How many employee engagement surveys do you hear of where you get a report, there's a few little meetings, there's a couple of little action groups, and nothing else is ever done or heard of? What was the point in the first place? And there's two elements of asking everybody that I think there is fear of. One is the fear of perception of taking people's time out.
Which is belied by the feedback from the report, where the employers are saying, we don't get asked for feedback very often.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The second is that there's a fear of the answer. If you're going to ask a question, you've got to act on the answer.
Yeah.
And I think if you take the fear away, both components, one, why would you be afraid of spending time, not a lot, getting to know the exact points in this organisation where you can make the biggest difference? It will save a fortune. The time taken to fill out a questionnaire is minute compared to the quality of the data, and therefore the improvement focus that follows. Secondly, you can't be afraid of the answer. The question needs to be asked. Therefore, you've got to...
People are afraid of the answer.
But that's because everything is... We're starting to look at, well, it'll reflect badly on.
Yeah.
And then we come back to, well, what's the performance management system? Are the objectives to complete a survey? Are the objectives to improve something? Having objectives that don't contribute to the end purpose of the organisation, the intent for that year, that's crazy. Because then you start getting all this fear of how you are, how you look, as opposed to how you actually are.
Yeah.
How you look, well, it's what you do with the result that matters. And if you do something fantastic with the result, then you will then look even better.
I mean, you're preaching to the converted here, but